Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Egan's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Marcia's back. Marcia Egan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a professional coach. She's a consultant. She's an author, including the book I'm holding in my hand, Inbox Detox and the Habit of Email Excellence. And she is one of the top email communication experts in the galaxy. And she's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Gee whiz, Galaxy. That sounds pretty awesome.
Exactly. Well, you are awesome, Marcia. It's good to have you back. Hey, listen, I don't know what I would do without email. I mean, my business has the efficiencies, the speed, it's just a workhorse. Email is a workhorse for me and my business, as I suspect it is for a lot of folks. And I personally don't see what's coming up that could change that, for at least for me. What do you think?
Well, you know, email is an awesome, awesome invention. When you think about something that can be instantaneous across the globe, relatively almost not expensive at all, zero cost,
basically,
practically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. efficient and all that great stuff. It could be one of the best inventions of the 20th century. So, I would never be the one to say email is bad. Email is kind of the way of commerce now. It used to be telephone and mail, and now we have this instantaneous tool that is, when it's used properly, you can't really beat it. You can't beat it, and it is quite effective. And
well, look at all the new platforms, the new social platforms that depend on email just to get their own to execute their own plans.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Right.
You get your Facebook notifications through email, or you can if you want to. Yeah, it's the backbone of communication. And so, Jim, it's not going away. When you're talking about the future of communication, it's going to be the bedrock of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just because from a business standpoint, you know, I could see if I weren't in business and all I ever did was talk to friends and family, I could see where, if we all agreed on it, that I could go to a social media thing, you know, some of the social media platforms, and we could communicate that way if we weren't doing it by voice or face to face. But when you're in business, when I think of all the documents that I attach and send to people or that are sent to me, when I think about the different, I mean it's like a Snap-on tool kind of a device, isn't it? If you think about it. You know what I mean? You take the ratchet off and you put the hammer on. You take the hammer off and you put, you know, it's a multiple, it's a multifaceted tool, isn't it?
It really is, and I've never heard it called that, but I love it. the interesting thing, and what people don't realize about email is that you can, I mean, yes, they do realize it, that you can send 30 of the same email to one out at one shot,
mm-hmm.
Whereas with social media, usually it's a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Facebook communications, when you want to communicate something, you send it and hope people grab it and see it by maybe a status update. But like with Facebook, you can only send a communication to one person. You can't send to multiple people. And businesses don't work that way. There's a lot of communication to multiple recipients.
Well, there's another thing here, Marcia. When you're dealing with Facebook, you're having to play by Facebook's rules. When I'm sending my email, I make my own rules. I have my own rules. I have my own ethics. I have my own values. I don't have to deal with Facebook's values.
Yeah, and your own procedures and processes and rules and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's interesting because the generation coming up does a lot of texting. I think we were talking about that a little bit before the show, and that's the way they are brought up. They're the instant communication, and
they think email is slow, don't they?
They probably do. Well, not only that, but one of the challenges with these folks coming into the workforce is they will send an email to their boss and expect an immediate answer because that's the way they and their friends communicate. And they don't realize that their boss may have 100 emails in his or her inbox and may not get back to them right away. So there could be disappointment, especially from the people who are entering the workforce who are used to the instantaneous texting.
I've actually seen some of the younger kids coming in who eschew email. They don't use it. They don't want to use it. They almost refuse to use it because it's just not what they've been doing. And they're going to have to realize, you know what? This is the communication method of the marketplace. Whether you like it or not, if you're going to be in the marketplace, you're going to have to learn how to use and count on email.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, and once again, you know, we don't really play by the rules of the entrance into a business.
Right.
They need to learn the culture of that business rather than them dictating it. And the situation you described can be absolute career suicide for someone new entering the business world if they try to impose their own values on. Let's just say the business owner is probably a baby boomer right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And they do rely on email. And to have some young person who they would consider a whippersnapper trying to tell them what to do, that isn't going to last very long, Jim.
I agree 100%. Marcia, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
It is really easy. It's inboxdetox.com.
That's
and
the title
it's also
of the book
on
too?
Amazon. Yeah. The name of the book is Inbox Detox and the Habit of Email Excellence, and it's on most major booksellers online, but always on Amazon.
Check it out when you get a chance. Marcia Egan and I will be right back. We're going to talk about more of this and the future of email after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And things got worse. I guess you know the tune.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.